Bloomberg The First Word with Ken Pruitt. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Joining us now is Steen Jacobsen, Chief Economist at Saxo Bank in Hellerup, Denmark. Thank you for being with us this morning. Tomorrow, the ECB meets. We're not expecting them to do much.
No, we are not, not in terms of policy rates, but I think we need to watch for two specific subjects. One, of course, being the strength of the euro, which the French president, François Hollande, has mentioned during the week. Almost immediately, there was a response from some other ECB governing members saying that so far the euro is not an issue, but certainly we need to look for that. And secondly, of course, as Europe's crisis seems, at least if nothing else, to be contained, we will look for words for Draghi on how he is going to force the politician towards reform. And this last part of this is very, very crucial, because essentially in Europe we've got nowhere in 5 years in terms of reform. We're still at no start yet.
Well, you've got a big problem in Spain with Mariano Rajoy's political future in doubt. Anything he can say about the Spanish situation?
The Spanish situation is just getting from bad to worse in terms of the actual numbers. The only thing improving, of course, being the funding rate, which is with the OMT from the ECB, the threat of that in place. It sort of artificially delayed the response time. But having said that, I think Spain inside this year will be a very, very key issue for Europe very long term. Rajoy in itself, you know, still claims that he is not involved in this bribery scandal in Spain, but clearly he was already before this the most unpopular prime minister in Spain in recent history. So I don't exactly think it's improved his ability to do something.
If he should go, is that a major problem for not only Spain but for European investors?
What the policymakers at the EU and at the ECB wants is it's a normalized political process, i.e. not changing the governments. Spain has had already two governments inside this crisis. Should he go, I think it will restart the whole issue on what to do, austerity program or not. Rajoy, although he's very unpopular at home, he is still inside the mandate which the ECB has given in trying to get the economy to improve. Of course, it doesn't work, but that's another story. Italy also is a case. I don't know where you noticed, but Berlusconi is now inside 5 percentage points of a lead in the polls now in Italy. This is the guy who 2 months ago was written off totally. So I think both the political change in Spain and certainly in Italy will have major upheaval impact on the market's ability to think that we just need to go to the German election in September and then everything is fine.
Yeah, it's if Berlusconi manages to continue his rise in the polls, what happens to Italian bond prices?
I think we're already seeing increased tension and nervousness in the peripheral. Both Spanish and Italian bonds has reacted this week and late last week. And certainly, I mean, don't forget the platform Berlusconi is having is that he wants to fight the Germans. He wants to fight the Bundesbank. He wants to give the Italians their own currency back. All that he's been, you know, in and out about constantly. And what we should never underestimate is the fact that Berlusconi owns 80% of all television in Italy. So he has an excellent platform from which to shout this message across. So ECB is not going to like it. EU is certainly not going to like if Berlusconi comes back. But he's claiming that he only wants a minor role as finance minister or similar in this new government if he wins.
Just what the Italians want. Speaking of wanting, Ireland and Portugal looking for some sort of debt relief from the European Union and from the ECB. They want maybe to use the OMT, the bond buying guarantee program, but to do that, there's sort of circular reasoning. They have to be able to convince them that they don't need it. So where do they go from here?
No, clearly from a objective and a fair point of view, I mean, both Italy and Portugal, Ireland and Portugal should get some reduction in their financing price, because they signed early into this process of bailing out and they paid the price at a much, much higher level. They haven't been given the same sort of support as Spain and certainly Greece has had. So from, but you know, politics is never about being fair, is it? And if the stance from EU is clearly that if we open this negotiation, we will open a can of worms, so we're not sure we can get these worms back into the can again, and that is really where we are. But I think it's very essential for me to point out we have the Italian election, we have the Rajoy thing you're talking about, and don't forget tomorrow we also have the EU budget where they're trying to target and set down the rules for the next 5 to 10 years, and there's huge disagreement among politicians what to do. Ironically, the bureaucrats of the EU is striking yesterday. So, you know, Europe has plenty of things to do with, despite the complacency we have in the marketplace when you look at the stock market.
Well, then going forward, we can't say the crisis is over. Is it really heating up, or are these the kind of temporary ongoing blips we're going to have through the German election?
I think there is an increased risk that they are heating up again. As you say, it is, you know, imagine Berlusconi just get close to winning. Imagine now Rajoy needs to be out of office. Then all of a sudden you have a change of government in two of the biggest economies in Europe and two of the economies that really needs to perform now, not tomorrow, not in one quarter, but now in order to get back on track. So I think we overall have the issue that the only thing we've done in the last 5 years in the crisis in Europe is to move the debt from the private sector to the public sector. So we have deleveraged the private sector, but we have bloated the public sector. To do anything about that in terms of reforms to cut down on services and the like, it's easy to do in rhetorics, but it's very difficult to implement. And that's where we are in Europe today. We have reached the end of just the rhetoric, and we need to implement. Implementation for politicians, that's the worst thing they know, because then they all of a sudden they become accountable. So my conclusion, a long answer to an excellent shorter question was, yes, I think this is a sign that things are heating up in Europe, and I think, unfortunately, we will not be able to go all the way through to September.
Steen Jacobsen, Chief Economist at Saxo Bank in Hellerup, Denmark.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.